Conflict includes incompatibility, disagreements, arguments, clashes, and dissonance. It suggests friction or discord, usually with other people. Sometimes it's an us-them conflict, pitting insiders against outsiders. But there can be intergroup conflict between unit members. Conflict can be internal, too. It can be inside you, which is our focus. We're looking at how our incompatible goals generate unpleasant feelings and disrupt our decision-making process. It's tough to be conflict-free. Babies don't have internal conflicts. Their problem is getting adults to feed them, clean them, and rock them to sleep. Infants have very singular goals. There are two factors in being conflict-free. First, if you get what you want, there's no conflict. If you want something, you get it. If you want an apple, you eat an apple. At some level, when you see a piece of fruit you want, you can have it. Assuming, of course, that you bought it, no one else in the house wants it, and your doctor will let you eat it. That's about as conflict-free as we get. For adults, even simple tasks often have some limitations. Second, being conflict-free means you can avoid things you don't like. You don't want something, you don't have to have it. That's a no-conflict situation, too. Again, this freedom to not do usually comes with limitations. For some, conflict-free is a matter of mindfulness.